Here we are. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Wow, right out of the gate, butchered that. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Labor Day weekend on the cusp of Mr. Swan's dirty 30 birthday. Happy birthday, good sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is the last show of your 20s.
It's my very last show in my 20s.
Your very last show of your 20s.
It's my last day in my 20s.
Yeah. Happy birthday again. I can't stress it enough. You know what? I'll get heartfelt as your friend, as brothers from another mother. I wholeheartedly say happy birthday, and I wish you the best day and the best week. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. I believe birthdays should last a week, maybe a month.
At least your 30th.
30th birthday, 30 days, 30-day party.
That's high impact. This is milestone. This is milestone birthday.
I can't believe that I am alive still.
You know, I gotta tell you, one thing that was told to me when I turned 30 years old is that I was told by the person who told me, who was about 35 at the time, so I'm almost at the age where I was told this when I was turning 30. They said 30 is the best, it's the best milestone birthday, because finally, regardless of how smart you've been in your younger years and the choices you've made, now people will really start to take you seriously because you do not have a 20 in front of your birthday anymore. And I found that to be pretty true. So you're already a smart guy. People take you pretty seriously anyways, but now that you're 30, you have, like, you get a little bit of clout behind it. It's nice. I will admit, it is nice.
So
welcome to the club, pal.
Yeah, I work with, like, almost exclusively exactly 30-year-olds. Like, 4 or 5 people that I work with directly I'll be joining the exact same club they just joined. I don't think any of them know that, though. I think all of them assume that I'm, like, 3 to 4 years younger than they are.
Yeah.
I don't know why. They all look younger than me because they've abused their bodies less. But maybe it's because I act like a 25-year-old man.
Well, you know, much like our close personal friend, Baker Mayfield, a huge friend of the show.
Loves the show.
By that I mean not. Never met
by us. That I mean doesn't know we exist.
Doesn't know we exist. But no, this is a great segue. That's why I'm doing it.
Transition.
I watched Baker Mayfield on Straight Up Steve Austin. I've been watching Straight Up Steve Austin because I'm able to watch Raw and SmackDown earlier now on East Coast time. So by the time Straight Up Steve Austin comes on, it's still really early, so I can still go to bed at a decent time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been awesome. Rob, first week he had Rob Riggle. Second week he had one of the guys from the Impractical Jokers, which, by the way, I don't know if you've watched that show, but it's pretty funny, actually.
Weirdly awesome show. I thought it was going to be dumb because it's like a TBS show.
Uh-huh. I hate the concept. I hate it. I was like, right. Oh, that's going to be stupid. But after watching him on Stone Cold's show, and he was such a huge fan of Stone Cold, I'm like, yeah, I gotta check it out. And
yeah, it's good.
It's funny. It's a funny show. It's well done. It's some of the jokes are actually hilarious. I didn't realize it's usually like one of them. It's one of them doing a thing, and then the other three of them are like talking to him through a headset and like telling them what to do. And it's hilarious.
Very MTV's punked. But
yeah,
funny.
So like the one I watched, they had a clip on the other day, and he like walks by and grabs a girl's beer and just starts drinking it. And this like boyfriend came out from somewhere and is like, hey, that's my girlfriend's beer or whatever. He's like, I'm sorry. And then they're like, go get the manager. And so he goes in the back and they're like, no, you come back out without your hat. And he comes out and he's like, I'm the manager. So he's just the same guy. He's like, I'm the manager. He's like, I'm sorry. Oh. We just fired him. And it's the same guy. We just fired him. It's really good, though. It's really funny. So anyway, he was on there, I think, week 2. I think Becky Lynch is going to be on there, or she has been on there. I can't remember. So also, shout out to Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins, who are now engaged, and I would pay all of the money to watch that sex tape.
Oh yeah, once it, I mean,
that's got to get released. I know it doesn't exist, but if it does exist, I got to see it. I got to see
it. I feel like it's real.
I want to see it. She's beautiful, he's beautiful.
Yeah. It's
probably crazy. They probably do like some weird like German suplex position.
Yeah, armbar finish.
Armbar finisher. But it's called Finish Her.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Anyway, totally want to see that. The show is R-rated.
This show's taking a turn today.
Anyway, Baker Mayfield.
I'd watch it.
Baker Mayfield is on the new episode of Straight Up Steve Austin. You got to watch it if you haven't yet. It's Baker Mayfield's funny on it. He like fakes a Stone Cold Stunner on him when he first meets him. You could tell he's a huge fan, even though he's really young and probably was too young to watch Attitude Era.
True, because we were babies during the beginning of that.
Right, but if you have the app, you can go back and watch all that stuff. I mean, you can go watch everything. You can watch the Monday Night Wars. I mean, you know who Stone Cold Steve Austin is.
Right.
It's amazing because Stone Cold Steve Austin didn't go jump into a ton of movies and stuff like The Rock did, but people know who he is. He's referenced on The Good Place. By the way, we're watching season 3 of The Good Place. He's referenced on there like 3 times in just the new season alone. He referenced on there several times before. By the way, I wrote down The Good Place 2 as something to throw out there to you. I don't know if you're current on that show.
I'm not on the new season. I have it all. I had it all on the when you had YouTube TV. Mm. I was recording all of it. But
all 3 seasons.
Is it out?
Is it
all the way out now? Like the whole season's out?
They're all on Netflix.
Okay. Well, then I can just do that.
On the new season. Okay, I'll get to that. First, Baker Mayfield. He already semi won me over with the shotgun thing wearing the Lindor jersey. That's fun, but when you're watching with Stone Cold Steve Austin, he's talking about proposing to his now wife or fiance still. Maybe, I don't know if they're married yet, but it's a cool story. He's kind of an old soul. He's kind of an old soul in a young dude's body because he's young. He's
22, 23.
He's 22,
yeah,
he's young, but he's definitely somebody who was like when I was watching, I was like, you know, this guy, he might fit in our circle of friends a little bit. Like he might be all right. He's kind of an old soul. He kind of honestly reminds me of a younger. He reminds me of a young Zach Swan a little bit. Like he's just old for his age.
Right, that's why I hate him, because I hate anyone like me at all, in any way.
Yeah, for sure.
Someone shows up to, like, the bar, or we get a new, right, like, person at work or something, and I'm like, what do I hate about this person? Like, why do I just hate their guts? And
like
then
you.
Someone else goes, oh, dude, that person's so much like you, and I'm like,
that's
hilarious.
It. Yeah,
so now I have to murder
that
them.
That makes sense. Well, it's kind of like that. James Harden, that one meme of him looking over, you know, the looking meme.
Right.
That's always reminded me of you. That's always reminded me of you. That meme, you could replicate that meme. In fact, we should do that. You replicate that meme, and I've always been like, that's Swan. That's it. okay.
Well, yeah, and I'm forced to dislike both of them, one because of Oklahoma and one because of Houston. But I actually, like, love James Harden's game. Maybe not anymore. Some of it's just insane.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be legal. But I used to really, really enjoy his game. It was very Manu Ginobili-esque.
All right, and we're going to transition to Oklahoma here because I have a question for you. But real quick, on The Good Place, we talked about last season a little bit on the show. And the reason why it comes up is because Jason on the show is a huge fan of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they poke so much fun at that game. So season 3... is 2018 Jacksonville Jaguars or 2016-17 or whatever you do when they went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So if you watch the end of season 2, they get sent to Earth to kind of relive to see if they can earn enough points to get into the good place, right?
Okay.
They get addressed by somebody because Michael keeps going and doing a bunch of changes, and they're like, don't you notice all the weird stuff that's happening since we've let you keep going to Earth? Like, we gotta stop this. The Jacksonville Jaguars are good now. Blake Bortles is okay, or he's not. I don't know. It's still up for debate. And then, like, several times on the show, like, Jason's like, Bortles! Like, still. But still, you could tell on the show it's while Bortles is good. Or decent. So I'm really waiting now for season 4.
Oh, yeah.
I hope they make some kind of...
When he's a backup on the Rams.
Uh-huh, and I kind of hope they make some kind of reference to him being, like order's been restored. Order's restored, the Jaguars are bad, and Bortles is a backup on the Rams. Like, I'm waiting. I love that they stick with that, though. They've managed, through 3 seasons of the show, to poke fun at Blake Bortles and the Jacksonville Jaguars. I love that.
Yeah, well, and the fact that he's gone now, that sucks because it's almost like that material's gone.
I know, but, I know.
Or maybe it's just been, they can just turn it into something else completely, which is also awesome.
Or maybe show Jason be excited to get Nick Foles. I wish I'd be fine with.
Nicky Foles now officially has a target on his back from a good place.
Yes, he does. Okay, so that was my good place news. Good place watch. Now we'll actually get into sports. Okay, so my question I was going to ask you before the show, and I decided to wait to get on the air, was my water cooler question was, hey, how about that Jalen Hurts?
I know, only 3 incompletions, like almost, well, I mean, perfect game, right? 332 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, led his team in rushing by a lot. Like, Trey Sermon, their running back, is phenomenal. And he only put up 91 yards, and Jalen put up 176 and 3 more touchdowns, so 6 total touchdowns. Vegas moved him to tied with Trevor Lawrence and Tua on the Heisman watch, so now they all have equal odds to win it. In my opinion, he's above both of them just because of the stats. The thing is, it would be the perfect season if the season boiled down to Tua versus Jalen in the college football playoffs, whether it's the second to the last game or the final. Either way, he was able to beat Tua, that is the ultimate cock slap across Alabama's face.
Are we gonna do too soon or like too soon college football predictions based on week 1?
That's I got a few overreactions.
Okay, I have an overreaction.
You go first.
What if the third year in the row? Oh my god, I can't believe I'm gonna say this out loud. What if the third year in the row, the number 1 NFL draft pick is an Oklahoma Sooner?
So the only problem with that is that Jalen's not a pro-style quarterback, so he won't probably even get drafted at quarterback. He'll probably be, if he wants to transition to the next level, he'll have to switch positions. So I don't think that's happening. I think no matter what, the number 1 draft pick is coming from Alabama, and it might not necessarily be a quarterback. Because Tua's the number 1, like, projected, right? Like, someone's going to tank for Tua, who also had an amazing week 1. But
sure.
Jerry Jeudy, 10 catches, 137 yards and a touchdown, is the best wide receiver prospect in the draft since Julio Jones or Calvin Johnson.
Okay.
He is that type of player. He is the best player in the draft. Now, wide receivers don't go number 1, but he should.
I will also throw out there, too, if he has the same kind of season he had last year, I still think Trevor Lawrence could. Is it too soon? Can he not?
He has another year. Next year is like the year.
He can't this year.
No, he can't. And you can tell that probably the Miami Dolphins will be bad enough over the next 2 years. They'll probably tank for him.
Okay.
2 years in a row, especially if they don't get anything out of Josh Rosen.
I want to say...
We will talk about that later.
Yes, we will. I want to say that if Trevor Lawrence was draft eligible this year, I want to say he'd go above Tua.
Some people think, as a true freshman, last year, if he would have been able to go pro, he would have still been the number 1 draft pick.
Especially after that game, yeah. Yeah, I could see it. I don't know if it would have been the best move, but yeah, I could see it. But the looks good though. Dude, he looks like Sonny from frickin' Remember the Titans. Or whatever his name is.
Yeah, he is like the traditional, like exactly what you would think a young college
player
would look like.
And is that what they call him?
I'm sure when he comes into the NFL, he'll have like some like trimmed up version of himself.
He better
adult
not.
Adult Trevor Lawrence. They we don't even know what adult Trevor Lawrence is going to be like because he is a child.
He is. Okay, so the Oklahoma game, though, you were impressed.
I was impressed. So I wrote down my overreactions the day before, and I had a few, and I will say them first, and then I will say how yesterday might have slightly changed it. So my first overreaction was not only does Texas look like they are back to like the best they've ever looked.
Yeah.
They're back to top form. I think Texas can not only win the Big 12, but I think they have a chance this year with Sam Ehlinger and that pretty deep running back game. And then also like Colin Johnson at wide receiver, and actually all of their wide receivers and their defense. They have the ability to win a national championship. Now they just played Louisiana Tech. The real test is next week against LSU, who has a quarterback named Joe Burrow, who looked maybe even better than any of the quarterbacks we've mentioned so far today.
Which, good for you. Good for you, Ed Ogeron.
Yeah. Crazy week. Texas LSU. That's like, I know this last week we were spoiled with Auburn,
Oregon
week one, but this week two matchups even better by like, in my opinion, a lot.
We'll start to see some more games though.
Huh?
We'll start to see more real games this week too, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like everyone else, like any team we've talked about so far, Oklahoma, Texas, LSU now, Alabama, they all were given layups week one, obviously.
Sure. Yeah.
So these are overreactions because we need to see them against real teams.
Yeah.
Texas over Oklahoma impresses me more because I feel like they do have a defense. Oklahoma's defense looked good for a while against Houston, but in the second half it completely changed and they looked like Oklahoma's defense last year, which was ranked like 108th in the country.
Yeah.
So I still see that is the problem.
Yeah.
Also, if you watch the highlight reel of Jalen Hurst, yes, his numbers are insane. Every single completion was to a wide open guy. Every one of them. So what's going to happen when there's actually good coverage? We've seen that before in Alabama. You know,
it was really cool. I will just say it was really cool to see him playing for another team, though. I think it's too bad that he had to transfer out, but I like it, though. I actually do like that we saw it in his first game in another team. Went really well. That's cool.
So the thing is he fits Lincoln Riley's offensive scheme so much better than he fits in the pro style offense of Alabama.
Yeah.
And that pro style offense really does benefit someone like Tua who can make all those throws. Now what's going to happen because of the creativity of the Oklahoma offense, he's going to have these wide open receivers. He's going to be able to use his legs more. It's really tailor-made for him.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't look the same mold as their last two quarterbacks, because Baker and Murray could really make all the throws, he doesn't fit that same mold. But when you watch either of those two be mobile, then you see the similarities. So, my overreaction is still to Texas. I think they are the better team. They have the tougher schedule, but I think when those two teams play, I don't think it's a very close game.
Yeah.
I think at some point, Texas's only scary game is next week against LSU, and I think they roll through the Big 12. The other overreaction was probably, it's weird because Oregon lost to Auburn, and even though they lost,
in Auburn though.
I mean, it was in Dallas.
Was it? Oh yeah, but not in Cowboy Stadium. Yeah.
Yeah. Cowboy Stadium, but they just, we've seen this over and over and over again with them. Like, beginning of the year, they get a tough out-of-conference game, and they blow it. And they really did blow it. If you look at the stats, they dominated the game.
Yeah.
I don't think that the true freshman quarterback, Bo Nix, for Auburn, he only went 13 of 31.
Yeah.
I don't think that he's going to win a lot of SEC games. He looks very raw.
Yeah.
But when the game mattered, that was like final two drives.
Yeah.
Man, the coach showed a lot of faith in him, and he made some big time throws.
Yeah.
But I blame it more on like the Oregon just total collapse in the second half. It reminded me of last year's Stanford game, which they definitely should have won. And there was that fumble that Stanford picked up and ran for a touchdown, which is funny because before Auburn came back, they actually showed that highlight of last year. And I'm like, why are they showing this? Like, these producers, they have a feeling something bad's coming Oregon's way. And it did. But, yeah, it did. Yeah, I mean, Oregon also had four of their five best receivers out of the game. Justin Herbert had to rely on his running backs and what he had out there. So my overreaction is that I actually think that Oregon proved that they can compete with anybody in the country in that game. And I think they have a very good chance to, maybe lose none to one game in the Pac-12 this year. It's always a bummer this early in the season, though, when a team like that loses, because it's like they almost like dug their own grave as far as not being able to make the playoff. But if you're going to get your one loss, get it out of the way at the beginning of the season. That way people kind of forget about it by the end of the year.
Yeah.
Because when it happens in week 12, then people will remember.
Yeah. A really good game, though, Boise State and Florida State.
Oh, man.
Boy, what a comeback. It was cool. It was a fun game.
Yeah, so I was at the gym when that game started. So I got to watch a lot of the first half, like just kind of like while I was in between, like workouts. And I had honestly given up on Boise State. I'm like, they don't look like they can compete with Florida State at all in this game.
Yeah.
And then I went over to a place called Bacon, which is, oh man, the best breakfast place. Shout out to Bacon. With my mom, because she was in town visiting for my birthday, and it was on there, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm like in line to get food, and I'm like, oh yeah, they don't look like they're going to be able to compete. As soon as I stopped paying attention to that game, Boise State apparently just started rolling.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was a fun game. Speaking of young quarterbacks, wow, I mean, theirs looked ready for the job, I'll say that. And I don't think it goes as much credit as we got to give to Boise State. We cannot have this conversation without saying that Willie Taggart is the worst fucking coach I've ever seen in my life, the Florida State coach. He played at he was coaching at Oregon for 1 year, and he left because Florida State was his dream job, according to him. But I don't know anyone in Oregon who is upset that he left, because the guy doesn't care if his team plays defense.
Right.
And Florida State had a terrible year last year with him.
Yeah.
I think they're in line for another terrible year this year with him, and I think he gets fired.
So good riddance for Oregon, then.
Yeah, because Cristobal, I mean, he showed in the game the other night that, yeah, they didn't win, but their offensive line, which has the most combined starts of any offensive line in college football and goes up there with the most combined starts of any offensive line in college football history, that line, which he specializes in coaching, went tit for tat with an SEC defense. So, that's a great sign for them.
Yes, it is.
I don't know how anyone in the Pac-12 is going to get a pass rush on him, but he cares about defense. He cares about offensive line. Florida State clearly does not.
All right. Any other too soon predictions?
Too soon predictions. Yes, I actually would like to go ahead and say that I think that either Georgia or LSU, not Alabama, wins the SEC. I'll get that in there real quick.
Woo! Hot take. Not really.
Yeah. So me personally would love, actually, after seeing this story unfold this last week, of Oklahoma versus Alabama, just to see like those two go against each other.
Yeah.
But part of me feels like that's going to be in one of the big bowls that's not a playoff bowl.
BCS. So I'm okay with that. I'm not an LSU fan, but I do love Ed Orgeron, so I would be fine with it.
I think that with Fromm, I think Georgia is kind of due. But also, that being said, at the end of the year, I don't think any of us would be surprised if two SEC teams made the college football playoff. So.
No. All right. Okay, so let's move on a little bit here. Because we got a large docket. We got to get some stuff out of the way. Today we're going to be talking about the NFL last two divisions. We're talking about NFC and AFC East. That is the last ones. We've covered all the other ones, correct?
Yes. We nailed it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because the 2 weeks in a row we did two. We did four, mm-hmm. basically. So this is our last ones. And these are kind of saved. I don't want to say best for last, but it's kind of flows into more what we're talking about. We need to settle on a team for the official team of sports program. And we decided we're going to do a poll. Is that what we're going to do?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to give a team and I'm going to give a team. And then we'll poll between those two teams. And whatever team it is the team that we will root for on this show as our official team of sports program, unless they're playing our teams. We don't have to choose them in that case.
Agreed.
Because I chose the Browns to beat the Steelers in week one last year, and I still feel disgusting about it. So I'm not ever doing that again. So the reason why I'm bringing this up is because the AFC East is the Patriots, Jets, Buffalo Bills, Dolphins. NFC East is Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, Redskins. So two pretty big divisions, really.
Right.
Traditionally, great rivalries. Should I go ahead and say my team for the official sports program, or do you want to do first?
No, you go.
So I decided that because I like Sam Darnold, and I'm interested to see what Le'Veon Bell, former Steeler, does for the Jets. I also watched their preseason stuff, and I really liked what I saw. I know preseason doesn't matter, but I liked what I saw. I actually do think that Adam Gase is a good coach. I just think he had Tannehill. You know, he's in Miami. He had Tannehill. He's going against the Patriots. I mean, that's tough. I do think he's a good coach, though. So that said, the team that I'm going to select for my vote for is the is New York Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Okay, I've been torn about this because I...
So have I.
I've been on the
I was Dolphins. Between two teams, same here. We could talk about that.
Yeah. I was on the Dolphins bandwagon for a very long time.
Yeah.
They officially named Fitzpatrick as a starter. Well, I don't know why. Like, if you're already planning on being bad, then give the guy, like, the young guy that you just traded for a chance. And I'm sure they will by the end of the year. So I actually still am a little intrigued by the Dolphins. Because it would be fun to, like, pay attention to them throughout the year and see if Rosen ends up, like, working his way up to the job.
So you swung me a bit on the Dolphins because I liked the something borrowed, something new. You know, I liked that they had, you know, two of our criteria in which we usually select a team, which is like new and old. Like they covered both of them with Fitzmagic and with Rosen.
Right.
But then they lost me. They lost me number one when they made Fitzmagic the starter.
Right.
And then number two, when you started telling me more about some of the other crap they're doing.
Well, and these trades are crazy. I mean, they traded away their best lineman and Kenny Stills. Wow, the Texans look even better than before. We'll talk about them later. But this is all a perfect segue because we're talking about our team that we want to pick, which Dolphins are one of them, Jets are one of them.
Uh-huh.
And we're also talking about the AFC North, right? Or is this the North or the East, right?
East. Yeah, AFC East, yeah.
Okay, so that kind of works perfectly.
Right.
I mean, part of me still likes the storyline. Like, now they have even younger players
I know.
That none of us know about. Kalen Ballage is one of my favorite running backs ever. If you don't know who he is a sleeper to steal Kenyon Drake's job at running back. Also, Kenyon Drake has not helped himself by being healthy. But Kalen Ballage is a 6'2", 240-pound, still fast as hell, absolute machine of a running back. Everyone that meets him says it's just like meeting a middle linebacker.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of 6'2" running backs.
No, you don't, and not fast ones. But
right.
I watched two preseason games with him, And they do not open up holes at all. It's going to be tough sledding for him this year, or Kenyon Drake or whoever they have. And it doesn't help that they're also moving more people around. So the only reason I don't want to pick them anymore isn't really because of the quarterback situation. It's just because it just seems like they're the first NFL team that's just blatantly tanking. And yeah. How are we going to, like, I think who we need to pick is a team that's going to end up being like an underdog story.
Right, which is why I did lean with the Jets. Also, I like Sam Darnold. I honestly wish McCown was there still, even though he's not, you know, he wasn't right. Starting. I loved the McCown-Sam Darnold chemistry there. I almost just wish he was there as like a quarterback's coach or something. Just
well, and just speaking of McCown, we're covering the NFC East as well, and uh-huh. He is on the Eagles. And
yes, he is.
Knowing Carson Wentz's injury history, I would not be
McCown
surprised
might be
if we
starting
saw him.
This year.
Huh?
McCown might end up starting this year.
Yeah. I think it would be amazing if we just got ourselves into the exact same situation as the last couple of years, where the Eagles backup comes in and takes them to the Super Bowl or a playoff run. Or
if you mark my words right now, if McCown comes in for an injured Carson Wentz and they go to the Super Bowl and win, I will buy a Josh McCown Eagles jersey. I am not an Eagles fan, but I love Josh McCown, and I will take it. I'll take it all the way to the bank.
Yeah, I'll get one of those. I don't know if they still make fat heads, but I will get a Josh McCown fat head, put it directly above my bed. I have to look at it every night.
Maybe not a jersey. Maybe I'll get one of those t-shirts that they make look like jerseys that say McCown on the back. Maybe that's what I do instead, so I don't have to pay $90 for that.
Well, what's funny is I bet if it's a McCown jersey, it's like it comes discounted. But what I'll probably do is I'll probably get Josh McCown, like just his head, on my pillowcases.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
And then sleep on him every night.
We both just love Josh McCown.
Yeah, maybe the Eagles should be in on this. But
you know, can I throw...
They're too good for us to pick them.
No, and honestly, for a little bit there, I was even... Can I throw in some wild cards for teams that I was looking at into?
Yeah.
One of them was the Redskins. If it would have went to Colt McCoy, I was interested in that.
Well, so what are they? They're starting Keenum week one?
Yeah.
I think Colt McCoy obviously the rookie end up being the starter.
Okay.
By like, the only reason Colt McCoy didn't get it is because Colt McCoy is still hurt.
Sure.
So he actually got moved to third, I believe, on their depth chart for now. But their owner absolutely loves Dwayne Haskins. So
yeah.
He might just force the coach to play him. But I think that Gruden needs to win games. So I think he will be looking to play Colt McCoy sooner than later, because I think he has a soft spot for him over the years. He's like his brother John. He falls in love with quarterbacks, and you can tell his QB boner is for Colt.
I wouldn't mind seeing it. I want Colt McCoy to be successful. Have since the beginning.
Yeah, and I think since we didn't get to see Darius Geis last year because he got that horrible injury before the season started, which led to Adrian Peterson resurging his career.
Which was cool.
Which was cool, but I think by like week two or three, Geis, I will say in fantasy I added him on like all my teams, takes over that role. And I think he, like, that's a great running back backfield. Geis, Peterson,
yeah.
Chris Thompson.
Yeah, because they still got Peterson. That's the thing.
Wendell Smallwood. It's a deep running back group. We're already talking about the Redskins now, too. This is a great transition between all the teams we're doing. Jordan Reed, will he ever be healthy? I don't know. But I root for Vernon Davis, so that's another reason that I kind of have a soft spot for the Redskins. The reason I will never openly root for the Redskins is because they are called the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, can't do it.
It just feels weird. But you know how they make those like little helmets, like those little like football helmets?
Yeah.
They're like pretty heavy, and they used to be like NFL licensed. I, as a kid, had a Washington Redskins NFL helmet. Like, they were like given to me as like a favorite team by like my family.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
I guess I was supposed to like them. My grandma was a huge Washington Redskins fan.
That's funny.
I'm pretty sure she only watched football because she liked looking at butts. But
I think that's why most.
That's neither here nor there. So the Redskins must have had great dumpers in the 70s. or 80s.
Yes.
But anyways.
Well, they had Campbell.
They were good back then. They could be a fringe team. So maybe we don't just pick two teams. Here's what we do.
Pick a few?
We do four and let the people vote. But here's my official team, by the way. I hadn't got to it yet. I've been beating around the bush.
Okay.
I like last year because Hard Knocks made me fall in love with the Cleveland Browns.
All right.
Temporarily. I have a soft spot now for the Oakland Raiders in their final year in Oakland.
I was actually wondering if you were going to say that, because I was really hoping that you were going to say Oakland Raiders. Because, again, they have a quarterback that I want to root for. They have a former Steeler that I want to see how that plays out.
Right. I think it'd be funny to have two former Steelers as our two teams.
So, okay, so Jets and Raiders, let's go with those two for now. What would be, do we want to throw Miami in there too?
Miami and the Redskins is two fringe teams.
Okay.
I think, because I agree with you, the Redskins are interesting.
Interesting.
There's going to be some QB drama there, and I'm interested in that.
Interestingly enough, no Arizona. And here was the other team that I had a hard time, was leaning on as well, which was the 49ers. But I don't want to do them as my official sports team, because I actually have something different for them. So I'm waiting on that.
Okay.
I'm waiting on the
49ers. Because Breida's hurt again. Not Breida. What's his name is hurt again. They're running back. McKinnon. McKinnon is hurt again for the entire season. So now it comes down to my boy Uncle Tevin and Breida for running back. And deciding on drafting either of those in fantasy right now is almost impossible. It's kind of the same with like Pettis and some of their wide receivers. It's really hard to basically take anyone but Kittle off of that team. Yeah. But I got a soft spot for Garoppolo as well. So
okay,
maybe we go. Let's just go five teams and let people vote.
So do you want to throw in the 49ers too?
Let's throw in the 49ers. Let's do five teams.
So we got Jets, Redskins, Dolphins, Raiders. Can't believe it. But I can.
And I came out of nowhere with that. I've been saving them for weeks on peppering them in here.
And then 49ers.
Yep.
Okay. So we'll make a poll for that. And by that, I mean you'll do that?
Yep.
Thank you very much. All right. So Jets, Redskins, Dolphins, 49ers, Raiders. We need to know. You guys, we need to know in a week's time who is going to be the official team of sports program for this season. Last year was the Browns. And I got to say, Zach, did we not give them a bit of a little magic? Can we take any credit for that?
I believe that we single-handedly pushed them to 7 wins.
I think we did too.
If you'd like your team to win some games, vote for them.
I'm talking to you, Sean.
I don't know why I couldn't remember McKinnon's name. Thank
talking
you,
to you, Adam. Sean, yeah, we gotta... Adam. I don't know if I know any Jets fans. Talking to you, Jets fans that I don't know.
Brian, who owns the Nickel back home, is a Jets fan. He does not watch our show, though.
No. What about the Raiders? Do we know any? We have to know some Raiders fans.
Jesse was a Raiders fan until he started jerking off to Tom Brady. But no, that's his team. He's a Raiders guy.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that about a Kahneman, by the way, not Knight.
Knight's a Niners baby.
Well, I know that. We have multiple Niners fans of the show because Kayla also is a Niners person. So
the Niners could
I wouldn't be
well
surprised if our regular fans vote, the Niners are going to be our team.
That's fine. I'll probably still give little shouts out. I'm still going to be watching the Jets. I mean, I want to know what happens.
Well, so this is the way I think the point system should work is me and you each get a percentage that automatically goes to the two teams that we pick, being either the Raiders or or the Jets. And then everyone else would have to basically just get a stockpile of votes to pass.
Here's a good idea too. When you vote on the poll in the comments section, give us your reasoning why. Two. Maybe there's something we haven't thought of.
Agreed.
So give us some reasoning too, and then that way we can. We want to have a educated reason why we choose the team. I mean, last year. I mean, it'd be easier, honestly, Zach, just to go with whatever Hard Knocks team it is every year.
I agree.
Although this is the first year where I was like, man, I wish the Hard Knocks was doing the Browns again. I wish they would do a sequel. They should have done a Browns sequel to know what's going on again. You know, what are they? What measures are they taking again? They got new coaching. They got new, you know, whatever. All right. So, Jets, Redskins, Dolphins, Raiders, 49ers. That is the teams we're going to have you vote on to be the official team of sports programs. Speaking of audience participation, this is the time we have created a new Pigskin Pick'em. It's out there. I'm going to share it again probably... What's Thursday? Thursday game is the first one, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to share it out there a few more times. I've already went out and chosen my teams for this first week.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait to do it. It's my favorite part of the season. I like it more than fantasy. Yeah, this is because, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, everyone can play this.
Yes, that's why, me too. Well, and so I think for this first week, we probably won't have enough time to go over each team that we chose. Because we still have some other stuff to cover here.
Right.
But we could.
Well, we could cover it next Saturday.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because what is best Thursday game? Well, you know what?
Let's do Thursdays today. How does that sound? We do Thursdays today. Okay.
I'm on board.
So let's talk the divisions now. We've chosen the two teams. The reason why we wanted to save these is because we had a pretty good idea that two of the teams that we liked were going to be in the running for the teams that we chose for the show.
Uh-huh.
I think we very well knew that the Jets and Dolphins were in the running for that.
Right.
And I also knew that either the Redskins or the Giants, I was going to throw the Giants were going to be one of my wild cards.
But I ended up
not being able to do it though. But you know, I want to see that guy from Duke. I don't know. I want to see if Eli gets benched. I don't know. Okay. So AFC, do you want to start with NFC or AFC North?
Or NFC East. North.
Sorry, East.
East.
NFC. So, Cowboys, Redskins, Eagles, Giants. Well, first off, I'm going to go with my most losses, and I actually think it's the Giants.
I agree. I think they're pretty depleted everywhere except for at running back. I don't know what their offensive line is like this year either. Defensively, just looking at it, I don't think they're going to be terrible, but I think they're the worst team in the division. And I think it's a tough division. I should also say that.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the Giants or the Cowboys have been good almost every year lately. The Redskins started the year great last year, and then everyone started breaking their legs.
Right.
Which was a little bummer. So I think they're a fringe playoff team.
Yep.
And then Eagles, I mean, they're the best. I'll just say it. They're the best team in the division.
So I was going to say the team I'm taking is the Eagles. Mostly because my gut. I think if Carson Wentz stays healthy for the whole thing, it gets him into the playoffs. Again, I don't know that Carson Wentz is playing in the playoffs. I think he gets them there again, though.
I think they're the best coaching. They also have the best coaching in the division. So if Carson Wentz isn't even healthy, I still think they win games. But I also want to say, like, defense is as good as it was when it was in the Super Bowl, and this is the best offense the Eagles have had around Carson Wentz since he's been there.
Yeah. Agreed. Bless you.
So there's not a lot of drama in this division for me. No. I guess the drama would be is, can the Redskins, probably not, or can the Cowboys be a wild card team? This is the real question.
Yeah.
Can the Cowboys be a wild card team? And are they going to have Zeke? Because I think with Zeke, they are a playoff team.
Yeah. In fact, if they do have Zeke, my question is, can the Cowboys dethrone the Eagles to win the division?
No.
With
Zeke? I don't think even with Zeke they can. although I'm very excited for their defense this year. I am not a Cowboys hater. Growing up, I was a traditional, they were the team to hate, you know. It's kind of like unanimous. If you weren't a Cowboys fan, you hated the Cowboys.
Well, they're old Patriots. They're the old Patriots.
But I have no problem. I actually think that they're offensively and defensively extremely talented team.
Yeah.
I just think that the Eagles are fringe, like, elite. You know what I mean? The Eagles are on the small list of easy to peg Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Zach Ertz and God.
And it's just the deepest the receiving core has ever been. It'll be interesting to see who takes the running back job, but they don't seem like a team that they're kind of like the Patriots. Like, they might have a primary back. It could be Howard this year, but they're gonna play four running backs. Same as what the Patriots do. And I think that system has proven that it works. The opposite, the system where you end up giving someone like Ezekiel Elliott a lot of money, has not worked. That's just not how the NFL works anymore. If you put too much money into your running back, you just don't win a lot of games.
Yep.
So that's why it's interesting, because I do think that the Cowboys need Ezekiel Elliott, but I also think that they're screwing themselves over in other ways if they overpay him.
Yep.
So, this division was actually pretty cut and dry. I think we both have the Eagles winning it.
Yeah, we do. We do. I mean, because the other thing with Zeke, too, is you got to pay him, but, you know, Amari Cooper wants money, too.
Well, and they got to follow some sort of order of operations, right? Like, Ezekiel's got 2 years left on his deal, and then the other two, Dak and Amari, both only have one. So,
I tell you who I love on the defense, or who I love on the Cowboys, is I do love the defense. I love what they got going on. They got Van Der Esch out there still. I think they have a solid defense. I think
Van Der Esch makes a huge leap in year two as well.
Yeah. So they're an interesting team. I still have the Redskins as a fringe team. Show me what you can do. Wish it was Colt McCoy starting.
Me too. And I think Colt McCoy is the only chance for them to be a playoff team. I really believe that. I think that Dwayne Haskins, it'll be fun when he finally gets in, because I guarantee Jones and Haskins will both have their time this season, because I don't think either team is going to be a playoff team, which is why they'll get their chances. I think if either team looked pretty good with Eli or Keenum or McCoy, then they probably leave the young guy out for the year.
Yep. Okay.
But I think Jones gets in, and honestly, all he's done is shine in the preseason.
Yep.
And I want to see him play against only starting caliber defenses. I want to know if the Giants really did know what they were doing when they drafted him. That's going to be a very interesting storyline this year.
All right. Let's go AFC East. Patriots, Jets, Dolphins, Bills. So here's the thing with the Bills. I don't think they're going to be the worst team in there, because I think the Dolphins are tanking.
Right.
I think it's between the two. But it's not because Buffalo's tanking, though. I think it's just because they're not there yet. I'm excited to see what Josh Allen has this year. I hope he plays a little smarter after getting hurt a little bit last year. I hope that he wises up a little bit. I still want to see what he can get done with that cannon he calls an arm.
Right, and now they have that addition of downtown John Brown. Picking him up, I think, is huge. So they have John Brown as a deep threat. They have Zay Jones that kind of is just like a do-everything kind of guy. I think he has a huge year three. And then now he's got a check down guy in Cole Beasley coming over from the Cowboys.
Right. So if he can hone in the accuracy on that arm, man,
right,
there's a lot of potential in there. I tell you what, if I'm Buffalo, I'm not giving up on Josh Allen just yet. I really am not. I think he does have a future. He's just gotta hone in that skill.
Right. Also, I agree. I think he's the most it's hard to say because Sam Darnold's also amazing. Yeah. They have two just amazingly talented young quarterbacks in this division.
I don't think Buffalo takes last place.
Who knows if Rosen ends up starting? Maybe they have three.
I don't think that Buffalo gets last this year, though. I don't.
No, I actually think that Buffalo, with some of the players I just named on offense, and then that incredible, in my opinion, defense. Buffalo has a chance to be around 8 or 9 wins this season.
So that
a team that
us...
does not is the Miami Dolphins. And so, I don't think we need to spend too much time dumping on them. Because
the two teams for me are the Jets and the Patriots. And I know that sounds crazy. I really do know that sounds crazy. But for the first year in a long time, and this is not my Patriots hate, this isn't my anti-Patriots sentiment, this is the first year where I feel like in a long time, the Patriots are not a hands-down gimme to win it. I just don't think they're a gimme. Tom's going to hit that threshold. It's going to happen. He's in his 40s. We don't know if it's this year. We don't know if it's next year. I do feel like that when he feels like he reaches that area, he would probably just retire.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that he's going to... He knows he can play to his best ability right now because he's still in it. He seems like a pretty smart guy. I think that he knows that when he can't do it anymore, he's going to be a lot like Andrew Luck and be like, yeah, if I can't do it anymore, I'm not going to do it anymore.
Right.
It's just a shame that Andrew Luck had to do it at 29. So I still think Brady's healthy and he's going to play good this year. But I think there's a lot of optimism and a lot of energy coming out of New York that could actually maybe give the Patriots a run for their money. That said, I am picking the Patriots to win the division.
I don't have the Jets winning more than 8 games no matter what. But I think that's a huge win for them if they do.
It is.
I think Le'Veon Bell is going to be great for Sam Darnold and his style of play. He's a creator, and checkdowns to Le'Veon Bell are going to be huge.
They've also
and then,
given,
obviously, Le'Veon Bell, just in the running game in general, dude is literally, people forget how good he is.
Well, yeah, and they've also given a bit of a line for Sam out there.
Right. It really boils down to who is Sam Darnold going to throw the ball to on the outside. I'm interested to see which young receivers step up for them. But because that's such a question mark for me, the team in general is a question mark for me. I don't think they're, in my opinion, winning more than 8 games. I actually think that Buffalo is slightly better than the Jets currently. And then I have the Patriots just steamrolling the division, probably 12-plus wins. They are the reigning defending champions. Once again, it's like I mentioned it with the Eagles earlier. Now they're looks like they're trying to give Tom Brady some weapons. So I think the combination of Edelman, Gordon, Demaryius Thomas, they went and drafted a first-round wide receiver, but I don't know if Nikhil Harry is... I think he might be hurt for the season now, which is disappointing. Because I thought Nikhil Harry out of Arizona State was one of the best wide receivers I've ever watched play on TV. But I think the Patriots at least have one more year of just running train on this division. And I think the year after is when we'll finally start to see a little adversity that they'll have to face. Because I agree with you with the Tom Brady thing. And I actually have this weird feeling that this is his last year.
I've been kind of thinking this too. That's the reason why I said that. I do feel like this season, even if they go to the Super Bowl and win, I think we could very well see. Actually, if we see Tom Brady go to the Super Bowl and win, and he physically, him, Tom Brady, has physically more rings than the Pittsburgh Steelers, the franchise. He could very well retire.
See, he seems like the type of dude. I feel like the opposite. Like, he's gonna have to have a year that shows his age, and they don't win for him to retire.
But don't you think that could be a year like when? But think about Manning in his last year, though.
Well, he was throwing ducks the whole time, and they still won. You're right.
That's what I mean. What if Tom Brady? What if Tom Brady shows his age in this year, but they do win?
So I guess here's why I wasn't considering that is because I don't think the Patriots go to the Super Bowl finally this year.
I don't think so either.
So I'm not even considering it. I think he'll have a good year, and I think they'll be a playoff team, and I think they will be out of the playoffs in the second probably round.
Well, I do too.
I just think he retires. I think I honestly just think this is the year that by the end of the year he's over it.
I have a huge reason why. Tony Romo gave us the reason why. No Gronk. man, I don't want to put the whole team on Gronk's shoulders, but man, he is so clutch and absolutely needed in some of those games that the Patriots won. And without him in there, he's got to go somebody else clutch. I mean, Gronk was like watching Frankenstein out there run. But in those times where it absolutely mattered, Gronk was clutch and he needed him to win those games. And without him out there, I just don't know. I just don't see it in the playoffs this year. I see them going to the playoffs. I just don't see it. I just don't see it in that first. Which, by the way, I'm really excited to talk about Pick'em on Saturday because the Steelers go to New England in that first game. Did you see that?
And we've been in this spot before, right? And the Steelers have let us down, but I feel like this time, this could be the statement game for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Not only that, I'm actually I won't give you. I mean, you're gonna know. Everyone's gonna freaking know. Everyone's gonna know my answer for that one. I will say for that game though, if you're gonna, I love that they have the Patriots out of the gate. Not at the end. It's always at the end. I love that it's in the beginning where the... traditionally, Zach, this is the time where the Patriots lose a few games.
Yeah.
So, if the Steelers... I'm optimistic. If the Steelers get them in the first couple weeks, maybe they can run away with a win. Just steal a win in New England. Maybe. That said, I did choose them for my picks and pick them. You can take that to the bank. I did take the Steelers. I don't give a shit. I'm going with my team. I don't care. All right.
So this is a good transition. So we have the Patriots and the Eagles winning. No surprises there.
Nope.
I think it's time, especially because we just mentioned some real heavy hitters in the game.
Do we want
to talk about our too soon Super Bowl picks?
But do we want to do too soon Super Bowl picks, or do we want to do first to worst, or worst to first?
So we could do either. Let's do worst to first.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought you might want to do. Worst to first, I'll give you mine. And I'm not trying to take any heat off your plate. No, you know what? You do yours first.
Okay. This is...
because you're going to have better reasoning for me, and I might have the same thing as you, so...
so, I'll just go with some of the teams that were worst last year. One were the Detroit Lions. They stay worst.
Yeah, no.
They're worst to worst. Worst Arizona to worst, Cardinals, yeah. Worst to worst.
Yep.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, worst to worst.
Yeah.
The New York Giants, worst to worst. I don't have a single NFC team that even is improving. So, God, this is rough.
I do have, you said no NFC team?
I don't think any NFC team can do it. If I had to pick a worst to first, and I really think there's only one option here.
I do too. I think we're on the same page already.
It's probably the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think the Jacksonville Jaguars can easily do it. I think the Texans are an elite team. But this could be, and I mentioned it when we covered this division, this is probably one of the divisions that gets two teams in. So whether the Jaguars win it or the Texans win it, I could see both teams making the playoffs.
My worst to first is the Niners.
Oh, see, and that was my worst to first, I think, last year, and I'm not going to be burned again.
I'm going to do it this year. My first to worst.
Here's the problem is that, yes, they only won four games last year, but they were not worst because of the Cardinals.
No, you're right. Okay.
So that's why. I did not consider them.
Disqualified. Worst to first, then.
I would still let you take them because they only won four games.
I'm going to take them still. My first to worst, though. Not worst in the... I'm sorry, and I do want to preface this. I don't think they're going to be the worst in their division. I just think that they were first last year, and they are not going to be first this year. Because I honestly don't even have them sniffing the playoffs. And that is the Rams. I don't think the Rams are going to make the playoffs.
Well, so, I mean, that kind of all ties together. Then you kind of have the Seahawks taking, or the Niners taking their spot at the top.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the Seahawks as a wild card team.
Oh, the Seahawks are my wild card team.
I think we both had them as a wild card team when we covered that division. I think right now, currently, I have the two wild card teams in the NFC being the Seahawks and the Falcons.
I like that.
But I would not be surprised if it was like, you know, Cowboys, Falcons, Seahawks, Cowboys, okay. Any variation of that. The team that I have going first to worst is the Baltimore Ravens, actually. I think that might be surprising to some people.
I love it.
But I think the Steelers and Browns, we already discussed, are better.
Yeah.
So then it's just, do the Bengals have a better year? You know, and that's really what it boils down to there.
They actually could.
They could. And the thing is like another year of Joe Nixon, right. Andy Dalton is hopefully healthy. AJ Green's going to get healthy sooner than later.
Yep.
And then him and Boyd are going to be a good combination. Yep. I don't know if Tyler Eifert's even alive anymore. dude breaks something every 15 minutes, right. But, no, well, the Bengals, people need to listen to this really fast. The Bengals are also a team that could surprise people. And I know right now people are going, well, no, they're not going to, cause they suck. But there's always a team. That's why we do worst to first. There's always a team that everyone doesn't think is very good that has an outstanding season.
Yes. Okay.
So
let's do it. It's time. Super Bowl picks. Too soon. We have to do it before the season starts. So we got to do it now. And we're running out of time because we got a barbecue coming up here.
Yeah.
About 45 minutes. All right. Super Bowl picks. Oh man, I've lost sleep over this. I'm not kidding. I this has been a really tough one for me. Because last year I was so gung-ho with the Battle of L.A. And I was half right. This year without Melvin Gordon, I don't know about the Chargers. I just can't. I can't take the Chargers again. I was so let down.
I'm confident with Adam, to be honest. But yeah.
I mean, me too. It's just I it's kind of like with you and the Niners last year, though, with worst of first. I'm burnt now. Not to say I don't want to see Uncle Phil go in there and do amazing and go to the Super Bowl and win. I'd be fine with that.
Oh, yeah.
I can't take them, though, for my too soon Super Bowl pick. I'm going to start with the NFC. The NFC, this was pretty easy for me to choose because I'm going to go with the team that probably should have been there last year, and I'm going to go with the Saints.
Okay, yeah. I mean, they were on my – I only had two people on my NFC list, so
yeah.
I agree with you.
I'm going to go with the Saints.
I think they're one of the best defenses in the league, not just the NFC. Drew Brees isn't done till he shows a single sign of it. And Thomas, Kamara, that offense is insane.
So, yeah, I mean, that was a pretty easy one for me. The AFC is where I'm severely torn. And not torn in – I'm torn in really complex ways for me. So first off, my gut was to go Steelers. They're my team, but also I actually do think that by them coming in as an underdog for this season is actually where they always place really well. In fact, it's even better if the Steelers come in as a wild card team and then wild card their way up to the Super Bowl against the Saints. That said, it's so hard for me to ignore some of the other AFC teams that are out there. Again, the reigning, defending Super Bowl champions, the Patriots. I still can't rule them out. I want to rule them out because based on some of the stuff even that you said, I just don't... I mean, no Gronk, that's tough for me. Tough for me to just take it on that alone. So with that said... My AFC team that I am going to choose going in is I am going to go with my team. I am going to go with the Steelers and the Saints for the Super Bowl. But I am probably going to go with Saints winning the Super Bowl.
Wow. Interesting. I think the Saints are probably got to be some of the highest odds to win the Super Bowl, if not like the top.
Now, that said, I'll be rooting for my Steelers the whole time. But I am basing this fact also on the fact that I do love the Steelers, but also on the fact that I like it when they come in as an underdog. Traditionally, if you go back and look at the stats from the years where they were not placed as the team to come in and win, it's almost better for them that they lost Le'Veon Bell. It's almost better that they lost Antonio Brown, because now people are putting the Browns above them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really good odds, actually, for the Steelers. They've done better with that. Also, the Steelers' defense is so much better this year. It's going to be. They got Devin Bush out of Michigan. He's so good. The Steelers' offensive line is some of the best offensive line work they've had in ever. And they lost their offensive line coach, but the assistant offensive line coach stepped in, and I don't know if it's going to be much different. He got a lot of great training. I feel like they could really do a lot there. I really do think the Steelers could make a run for the Super Bowl this year.
I like that assessment. Originally, when I went into this, my list was pretty quick and easy. I started when I made it with the Saints and the Texans at the top. And it's because I feel like the Texans were knocking on the door for a really long time. I reevaluated, even after the trades, just because the Texans just seem like a team that is just kind of like the Eagles. They're injury-prone year in and year out, but I don't think that they handle the adversity as well as the Eagles do as far as next-man-up mentality.
Yeah.
So I reevaluated my list, like, literally yesterday. I do like that Saints pick. I'm not going to make the same pick just because we'll get a little parody in here. I think that the two probably teams that have a good chance are the Kansas City Chiefs, one. And it's not a very hard pick to make because I believe they're the Vegas favorite to win.
And that was one of my teams. That was one of my teams that definitely, like, made it hard to go with Steelers. I mean, for sure. Go ahead. I'm not trying to step on you. That was one of my teams where I was like, man, could be the Chiefs.
It could be the Chiefs. And I think this year it will be the Chiefs. I just think that Andy Reid's going to get – he is due, if there's ever been someone due.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what this new revamped defense looks like.
I also don't hate them. I don't hate the Chiefs either. This is a team that if they went to it, I'd probably root for them.
I just think they have so much talent, so many weapons right now on offense. I don't see anyone stopping that. And their defense can't be worse than it was last year.
No.
And if they get anything more out of their defense, they were right there, kind of similar to what you said about the Saints. They were also right there, you know, one game away from the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I will take the Chiefs for the AFC. And then for the NFC, I know I just mentioned the injuries, but I have the Philadelphia Eagles going back.
Oof.
I like their chances a lot. I like them defensively. And I know I joked about Carson Wentz being hurt earlier, but I don't think he gets hurt. And I think a full year of Carson Wentz is the whole league should be terrified.
You know, for how tough those Eagles fan base is too, you know, they don't hate Reed either. They don't hate him. Not at all.
No. No, and that's why I actually think that I remember the last time they played each other, which was a couple years ago. It was like a 35-32, just great offensive game. Came down to a field goal. Really fun to watch. I think that we're going to get the most bang for our buck Super Bowl-wise in that situation.
Yeah.
So I should say that not only is it the Super Bowl I think is going to happen, I think it's the Super Bowl that we would like to see.
It'd be a good one. It really would be a good one.
No Patriots involved. I think last year, if we would have gotten a Saints-Chiefs, we probably would have been due for one of the greatest Super Bowls of all time.
Could be.
And that's another thing that kind of steered me away from picking that matchup, is that I'm like, I can't pick the two teams that were that close from the year before, because that just never happens. No. Like, let's be realistic. Never like the two runners-up ever like surpass the very next year. One of them's going to fall apart. It's just what happens. You know, speaking of the Rams earlier, usually the team that wins the Super Bowl or loses the Super Bowl falls apart the next year. We see it almost every year. And I agree with you there. I don't think the Rams make it this year.
I don't think so either. I will say that this is the first year, though. I think both teams that were runners up, though, I think they do get to the playoffs at least. I mean, even if the Saints aren't my team who I chose to go, I think they still will go to the playoffs at least. And I think the same with the Chiefs. This might be the first year in a long time we've ever seen that.
And you mentioned wild carding all the way to the Super Bowl. I mean, Chiefs might have to do that this year because the Chargers are going to win some games.
Right.
I think the Raiders are sneaky good. And you never know with the Broncos. They're seriously like a coin flip on.
Well, they got Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I don't know if that means anything, but that's the thing. Like I said, it's a coin
flip. But they do. I'm just stating facts.
Could end up being awesome, though.
So that's it. You got. Man, I like your pick. Chiefs, I really Eagles. Do. Chiefs, Eagles. I got.
It's a real nut buster, that one.
I know for our listeners, the Steelers, I know it's a cop out, you guys. I know it is. But please remember the last year I did not choose the Steelers.
No, you did not. I did. And I believe that I cursed them. So now I'm taking my curses, moving them to the people who need them.
Good.
Just two absolute powerhouses.
So we got a couple minutes left in the show before I got to go do stuff. So let's go ahead and Zach, how's your, this is the thing we talked about we were going to do on the show and now I'm going to do it. How's your fantasy teams looking?
Man, I know we talked about this and I was like, oh, we got to do a little fantasy segment. I am terrified this year. Wide receiver is so deep, it's insane, and I should have stayed away from picking a wide receiver too so early. This year is so crazy that you can get someone like Juju Smith-Schuster or Antonio Brown as your wide receiver two, not even your wide receiver one.
Right.
But I will warn anyone, if you do that, you are going to have a hard-ass time finding a running back. I don't know where they are. I don't know what happened to all the running backs in the league. But after doing a couple drafts, get them early because otherwise you're guessing. I said with the 49ers earlier, like, I don't even know who's going to start at running back for them. So just, why would I draft
one? I just thought about this, too. You mentioned Juju Smith-Schuster. I want to also mention out there that I did see some hope in this preseason for the Steelers for when Ben finally retires. I'm going to say I like Mason Rudolph. I don't think he's going to be a bust. I think they should keep him on, keep having him work behind Ben, and I think he could be the starter for that team eventually. I don't know how well he'll do eventually, but I'm not going to give up any hope on him.
I'm right there with you. I actually think that I like both what of their I backups have been the, both their backups look good all preseason.
Yeah, they have.
So.
Yeah, they've been good. So Pigskin Pick'em, Zach. I mean, Zach and I are going to share this several more times before. I'm not sure how many people are on there now. Let's check. But we don't have as many as last year, so we got to get this ball rolling though for sure. I did invite a bunch of people though. Pigskin Pick'em is still a sports program, KLCZ. It's the same one created by Noster Derek One. I've shared on a bunch of to a bunch of people on the Messenger on Facebook. I shared it to my page. I think it's on the KLCZ page. Get in there now. You guys start making picks. I think as we're going off the show here for today, we should probably give our Thursday pick.
Oh yeah. Spoiler alert, I have the Green Bay Packers winning. I think they upset on the road. I think Aaron Rodgers comes out. He's got a lot of young talent around him.
Yeah. So that...
I think we got a really sweet upset coming.
So that said, I have the Packers winning the Thursday night game. so no issue there. I don't think that's going to change anything for the Bears necessarily for the season. But I do think the first game out of the gate. This Saturday, though, when we do our first Saturday show in a long time, which we have to stick to Saturdays now, because, good God, we got games coming up. Some exciting games I'm going to be wanting to talk about, though, is going to be the Steelers or the Patriots. Of course, I'm going to want to talk about the Falcons at the Vikings. I think that has potential to be an amazing game. The Bills at the Jets.
I know, two of the teams we talked about today facing each other. One of these young bloods Very is cool. getting off to a 1-0 start this year.
Chiefs at the Jaguars. Man.
Also good. I will say this. I just moved the Jaguars defense to my bench. because they are playing the Chiefs, and I moved the Philadelphia Eagles defense in. So I'm already making moves week one on our defense.
Ravens at the Dolphins. There's some good games coming up. By the way, I don't know if you saw this, Zach, but the AFC... I always have a hard time with this. AFC North, that's Steelers, right? Or AFC North. I don't know if you saw this tonight, but they are lined up against the NFC... I can't remember.
South. My division.
No. Right? It's Seahawks.
Oh, West.
West. So this year we got the Seahawks this year. The Bengals are coming out of the gate against the Seahawks.
I will say, going back to that Ravens-Dolphins game, I will anoint one trash game of the week, and that is this week's official dumpster bowl.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say. That's the trash bowl of the week.
The Saints are at the Texans week one on the Monday night game. That should be really interesting. Two Monday night games, actually, I think.
Yeah, primetime, baby.
Broncos Raiders is the other one. Ooh. I think it's two Monday night games. So, yeah, there it is, my friends. Happy Labor Day. I hope you enjoy it. Zach, got any plans for Labor Day?
Oh, what am I doing? I have a crazy week coming up starting tomorrow. Work is going to kick my dick in. but that being said, last chance to lose your keys. I am going to celebrate my birthday a little early. I'm about to take my bike down to Fireside Tavern. For some reason, if anyone in Boise listens to the show today, that is where I will be. Come buy me a beer. I will drink all of them.
Speaking of that, speaking of Boise, you posted something on Facebook about it, and I commented on it, and I think I'm deadly serious. I would like to come down to Treefort.
Dude, hell yeah. So if you're interested in Treefort Music Festival, there is the Too Soon ticket sales go on sale September 7th. Basically means you're getting your ticket like 7 months in advance, considering it's not until like next May.
Yeah.
Or April. So September 7th, they go on sale. If you wait till next year to get a full like 4 or 5 day pass, whatever it is, it's like $300 or something, maybe more.
Yeah.
If you get the ticket this next week, it is around $100.
Yeah. So
for all of the days. So even if you can't make it, you can resell the ticket you bought for $100 for like $300 a few months later.
There you go.
So I will be buying more.
I actually genuinely really want to come down for this. You seem like you had so much fun last year, and I want to come down and party in Boise with you.
Hell yeah, well, you got a place to stay.
All right, man. Well, happy birthday. Happy Labor Day, everybody. And we'll see you on Saturday where we give our pigskin pick'em picks. Please, for the love of God, go out and get the ESPN Fantasy app and find Sports Program KLCZ. That is our official pigskin pick'em page. And play along with us. And remember, if you don't do it in week one, you can still do it in like week two, week three. It's not impossible to come back and win.
I still have not shared it. That is on me. I have a few action items from this. You can tell that I am in work mode now. I have a couple action items to take from the end of the show. I will create the poll for the new official sports program team. And I will also share the pick 'em because I know we can get some more people in there.
Beautiful. Thank you, everybody, and have a great week. Have a great rest of your weekend. And, well, let's just say, go Warriors.
Yeah, go Warriors. Appreciate y'all.